Eileen, I have a question for you. And it involves a topic that we have touched on from time to time in other talks. But I don't think we've ever
devoted... Oh, I know. It's microphone use and
how to use of the microphone. Yes. Yeah, we've had that conversation more times than we care to remember. There is a learning curve to doing Skype interviews, but it's not a very steep learning curve. Anyway,
how to use the headset properly.
That's probably the most important thing you need to know, and how to set the audio controls. Anyway, we have talked about what happens if you don't have access to an Alexander teacher, if there's just no one near you and you can't get to one. And we've mentioned it in other contexts, but I think it might be worth having a whole conversation on that topic. That is, imagine... I wrote an article once when I began by saying, imagine you had a friend who lived on a desert island who wanted to benefit from Alexander's discoveries. What would you tell him? Doesn't actually have to be a desert island, but maybe some shops and a cinema. But
I think absolutely.
But isolated.
I would say, you know, an island like that, depending, you know, hopefully the water's nice and warm and clear and the snorkeling's good and there's good fish around. I would say just bring an Alexander teacher over there.
Well, that's one solution. But let's just say, like there's no airport and no teacher wants to come. Maybe because there are cannibals on the island. I don't know. I mean, for some reason, you're not likely to get a teacher. But you are, you've heard of the technique. Maybe you've even done a little reading. And you know, Alexander, I mean, if you read his account of things, he was largely self-taught. But the time gap between when he ran up against his voice problem that he set out to solve and the time that he was actually doing some teaching of other people was probably 2 or 3 years, not 8 or 9 or 10, as is often imagined in the Alexander world. So there he was. He must have accomplished quite a bit on his own. And why shouldn't we be able to accomplish that much and more? We have all the work that came before. What would your answer to that be?
Why shouldn't we be able to speak about or write about the technique and help people? Is that what you mean?
No. Why couldn't someone who didn't have access to a teacher? Why couldn't that person benefit from Alexander's discoveries?
Oh, of course they could.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we have lots of ideas that we. That we've gained one way or another in an educational sense about our posture, mm-hmm. that are mostly all wrong,
mm-hmm.
and other ones that whether we've obtained them from our family or at school or in part of a yoga or Pilates class, a standby comment about posture or something.
Mm-hmm.
But quite often we already have learned, we're self-taught. Mm-hmm. As far as posture, and so it'd be great to actually get a much better idea.
Well, that's a good point.
How to use your body than posture.
You snuck around to get to that point, but that is a great point. And we have actually gone to posture school, all of us, and unfortunately, posture school has not been a success for most people because it usually consists of. When I say posture school, I'm putting that in quotes, but I mean the idea...
I mean, it's different places we've learned about posture.
And where we learn about it is, who knows, it could be in school. Sit up straight. Hold your shoulders back, or, you know, what...
Chin up,
all of those things.
Tuck your tummy in, or tuck your butt under.
Right, which are all not just useless, but actually quite a bit worse than useless.
Yes.
And thank God many students ignore them. And it's good that they ignore them because they're much better off not paying attention to that kind of thing than doing so. So
yeah, and the ones who have taken that on don't even realize they have some kind of set layer of a of habit over some kind of slump that they have in a way that they've learned to correct it, that they don't even know they're still constantly doing that's causing them a lot of stiffness and tension.
And you know, here's the thing, I think it's kind of interesting, that when we talk this way about posture, it could easily come across to someone listening to this, oh, these guys think they've got the answer that's better than everyone else's. And that isn't really so much the case as that these guys have a certain, you and I and other Alexander teachers have a perspective on posture and movement that is pretty easy to understand once it's explained to you. It's nothing very complicated, but that really kind of sheds a new light on things. And I'd say it's available to anyone who wants to use it. I don't know that you necessarily always have to have an Alexander teacher. Be nice to have a teacher, but there's an awful lot you can do on your own.
Yes, you can improve even though you might not be doing the traditional Alexander sense of directing.
Who cares?
It might take a while to get to that, but you're going to improve anyway.
There's definitely stuff you can do on your own.
Yes.
And you could say that within the Alexander technique repertoire of things, one thing that I don't know if technically it's called a procedure yet or at this point, but the whole field of body mapping, as Bill and Barbara Connival's thing, that is the most accessible bit of Alexander technology out there.
Absolutely.
And another one I mentioned early in another conversation, the work of John Appleton in Springfield, Missouri, who I have some links to. He's come up with some very interesting ideas that are you're totally able to do on your own. And a lot of people have benefited from them, and they make perfect sense. They're a very unusual way of looking at, they're kind of an unusual extension of body mapping in a way to a whole different aspect. Not so much individual joints and muscles, but more the whole surface of the body. Anyway, it's very interesting stuff. It's totally accessible. You don't need a teacher to do it. So I'd like to see more of that, because I think my vision for the far distant future is that in a way there really isn't anything so much called Alexander technique, or maybe just a specialized branch of it. But everyone's kind of doing it to some extent, you know? And some people are using it more, some people less. But it's sort of in the air. So, that, for example, here in an ideal world, when a kid got to kindergarten, you know, there would be enough knowledge to just recommend to that kid who's like 4 or 5 years old that he be interested in his neck from time to time and tell himself he's not tensing it. Any kid can do that, and a kid that age can do it without, you know, even teenagers that I work with in the summer, high school kids, you can tell them something like that, and they'll just do it. They're not as likely to get into all the reasons why that's not going to work, or, you know what I mean? They're much more willing to just say, oh, it's what the teacher says.
Yeah,
a teacher says do that, we'll do that. But adults, you know, it's a little trickier, but it can still be done. I mean, obviously it can be done because most Alexander students are adults. So, I don't know. Do we think we've said enough about it? I would say if you're on your own, there's no teacher, check out the resources that are out there. I have a whole page on my website devoted to pretty much any conceivable resource that would be useful to you. Check them out. Do a little reading. Watch some videos. Join the email discussion group. Connect with teachers. And like on the email group, if you have a question about how you're experimenting with the technique, that's where the group really works well. You get teachers giving very good advice. You've noticed that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff on that group that you probably aren't going to be interested in, but that would be something that works really well for. So use what's out there. Any final thoughts?
Just that I often tell my students, I just make up this arbitrary number, but I think if 20% of the people out there, maybe 25, maybe 30%, use their bodies better in with more awareness with some mm-hmm. of the ideas of the Alexander technique, mm-hmm. even if they didn't do it perfectly, if they used their bodies better, mm-hmm. almost everyone else would. There'd be some kind of imitation that people would recognize, oh, look what I'm doing compared to that. Oh, look, mm-hmm. I'm really leaning back compared to that person, or I'm really pressing down. Mm-hmm. I think the mimicry that we do of everyone, I just think that with those mirror neurons that a certain percentage, if their ideas were better mm-hmm. about sort of those fixed ideas of posture, mm-hmm. that it would benefit the world. We would all use our bodies better.
Ah, a quantum leap into utopia, really.
Must be like Twitter. It wouldn't take that much.
Wouldn't take that much, yeah, yeah.
Percentage-wise.
So the meta message here is, if you're on your own and there's no teacher and you're interested in the ideas of Alexander, start playing with them. The resources are there for you. The help online is there for you. Spend a little time and see what you can do on your own. You might be really surprised at what you can learn on your own. So we'll end the conversation here.
Okay.